From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, welcome back to the English service from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. You're listening through voanews.id or our application RRI Play Go. And we from the Voice of Indonesia will be bringing you more information about Indonesia. Like the first one is the news, so stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo said on Wednesday that his side is finalizing plans for the implementation of Emergency Public Activity Restrictions, or PPKM, to cope with the spread of COVID-19 infection in the country. As reported by Antaranus Agency, this was expressed at the 8th National Conference of the Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry in Kendari, Southeast Sulawesi on Wednesday. He also stated that the study is being finalized to determine the implementation of the emergency PPKM led by Coordinator Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto, and the government hopes that this plan can be completed soon as the spike in cases has been striking. He informed the emergency PPKM may be implemented for the next 1 or 2 weeks in the island of Java and Bali. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin has called on the regional governments, NGO, and other societal elements to expand cooperation in handling the COVID-19 pandemic. He conveyed his appeal in his opening remarks of mass vaccination event held in Siak Tangerang City, Banten province, in cooperation with the Siak Tangerang City government, the Dewa Dewi Indonesia Foundation, and Traveloka on Wednesday. As reported by Antaranus Agency, Vice President Ma'ruf Amin also noted in his virtual speech delivered from his official residence that this became an example for other regions and encourage other institutions to take part in handling the COVID-19 pandemic. He is optimistic that other regions will involve NGOs and institutions in organizing vaccination activities. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin added that the acceleration of vaccination in various regions is deemed necessary to inoculate some 181.5 million Indonesians with the objective of creating herd immunity. The government through the Central Bank, Bank Indonesia, and the House of Representatives DPR have agreed to revise the US dollar-Indonesian rupiah exchange rate target for 2022 from 13,900 rupiah to 15,000 rupiah to 13,900 rupiah to 14,800 rupiah per US dollar. The exchange is stipulated in the macroeconomic policy and fiscal policy principles escorted by Antaranus Agency, member of the DPR Budget Committee Hamka Bakokadi during a working meeting of the committee in Jakarta on Wednesday explained that the rupiah's exchange rate against the US dollar in 2022 is projected to range from 13,900 rupiah to 14,800 rupiah per US dollar. He also noted that several factors such as global economic recovery and trade would still have an impact on the rupiah exchange rate against the US dollar. The Industry Ministry is promoting local laptop productions through the Policy on Local Content Requirements, or TKDN, to boost laptop utilization as well as national industrial growth. As reported by Antaranus Agency, Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita said on Wednesday that given the size of Indonesia's population, laptop products have huge demand potentials in the country. Thus, the government is continuing to urge stakeholders to prioritize domestic products in meeting their needs. He further said that if the industrial sector remains operating, of course, it would generate a large multiplier effect for the national economy by meeting public needs and increasing employment. As per the ministry's records, there are currently 5 companies assembling laptops in the country. Let's move on to the international news. The U.S. military could complete its withdrawal from Afghanistan within days, report says, amid increasing Taliban battlefield gains. As reported by BBC.com, U.S. officials told Reuters that some U.S. forces were expected to stay to protect the U.S. embassy in Kabul airport. The reports came as a top U.S. commander warned the country risks sliding into civil war as the last U.S. troops leave. Fighting has surged since the U.S. began withdrawing last month, with the Taliban seizing swaths of territory. The World Health Organization (WHO) has declared China malaria-free after 70 years' efforts to wipe it out. As reported by BBC.com, China used to report 30 million cases a year during the 1940s. Since then, eradication efforts have driven down case numbers. The country used various methods to break the cycle of transmission of the parasite via mosquitoes. The WHO said the country had now gone 4 years without registering a case, giving it malaria-free certification. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus stated China's success was hard-earned and it came only after decades of targeted and sustained action. Beijing is arranging celebration for the 100th anniversary of its ruling Communist Party CCP this week and hailed the certification as a great achievement for China's human rights cause. Myanmar's military authorities threatened on Wednesday to take legal action against foreign news organizations that described them as a junta and their seizure of power in February as a coup d'etat. As quoted by Reuters.com, many foreign publications, including Reuters, have used the terms to describe the army-led State Administration Council and the overthrow of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi. That was the news.
Some countries, including Indonesia, are facing an economic crisis caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. To survive, contributions from all sectors, including the Sharia economy and finance, are necessary in accelerating the national economic recovery. This means Sharia economy and finance can be an alternative. On Tuesday, Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati said Sharia economy and finance are not only to accelerate the economic recovery, but also to support a just and sustainable Indonesian economic growth. The development of Sharia economy and the finance in Indonesia was appreciated by the world. Refinitiv Islamic Finance Development Report 2020 placed Indonesia as the world's second of the most developed countries in Islamic finance. Meanwhile, the Global Islamic Economy Indicator 2020-2021 placed Indonesia as the world's top fourth for Sharia economy and the sixth for Sharia finance. The world's recognition gave Indonesia a great confidence. Indonesia's Sharia economy and finance will therefore increase further. This great confidence was supported by the big potential that Indonesia possesses to develop the Sharia economy and finance. This potential is shown by several things. First, Indonesia has 230 million Muslim population. Then, based on the data from the Financial Services Authority or OJK in 2020, the Sharia finance industry asset growth was 21.48% into 1,770.32 trillion rupees. This is a significant growth, and it can be greater if the Muslim population is actively involved in the Sharia finance industry. Second, still from OJK, in 2019, the Sharia economic growth was 5.72%. Third, Indonesian halal industry is also improving. In 2020, Indonesian halal industry trade value, such as food, cosmetics, medicine, travel, and fashion, had reached $3 billion. To optimize these potentials, it needs innovation and creativity of Sharia financial services industry players. Then, technology adoption needs to also go further to follow the ever-fast and dynamic developments. Lastly, it will require some skilled and expert human resources in Sharia economy and finance to follow all the economic and technological dynamics.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen takudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forecome the getting over dragging pan COVID-19 door a masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, today in history starts with the event on July 1, 1946, when the commemoration of Bayangkara Day or National Police Day was established. The word Bayangkara comes from Sanskrit, which means guard, safeguard, security, and protector of the safety of the state and nation. Bayangkara Day is National Police Day, which was taken from the momentum of the issuance of Presidential Regulation No. 11/1946 year on July 1st. The regulation unites the police, which were originally separate as regional police, into one national unit and is directly responsible to the highest leadership of the state, namely the president.
Thank you.
The next event was in 1967, when the merger agreement was enforced. The merger agreement, or Brussels agreement, is an agreement that combines the three executive bodies of the European Coal and Steel Community, ECSC, the European Atomic Energy Community, and the European Economic Community into a single institutional structure, namely the European Community Commission and the Council of the European Community. This agreement was signed in Brussels on April 8, 1965, and entered into force on July 1, 1967. This agreement was the embryo to the founding of the European Union. The last event of July 1st was in 1997. On the handover of Hong Kong to China by the United Kingdom. After the expiration of the Hong Kong Territory lease of 99 years on 1st July 1997, the United Kingdom returned the Hong Kong Territory to China. Thus, Hong Kong became the last British colony to be released. The surrender of Hong Kong is considered the end of British Empire with the most colonies in the world. Well, listener, that was Today's History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Terima kasih.
are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, on voanews.id or application RRI Play Go. The next one will be by Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Environment and Forestry Minister Siti Nurbaya encouraged all to use the moment of World Environment Day to increase the environmental preservation. That was stated by the minister in the World Environment Day commemoration on Tuesday. In the event that focused on Indonesian children's efforts in preserving nature, the minister said there are many ways to preserve the environment from an early age. Some simple example can be not to litter and to plant trees. In the event theme, sharing stories keeps the earth and preserves nature. Siti Nurbaya explained that littering can burden the environment, especially if garbage is thrown to the river. It can end up in the sea and affect the whole water ecosystem. The situation will also affect the human race. Therefore, she encouraged the children to join in the efforts to reduce the plastic waste. One of the ways is by reducing the use of single-use plastic. Then, the preservation can also be done by planting more trees, because trees are important for ecosystem and disaster mitigation, mainly for disasters caused by the lack of trees such as floods and landslide. Siti Nurbaya affirmed that protecting the environment and nature is very important to allow nature to preserve its function and benefit sustainably. The minister also explained that nature is a place for human activities and also a source for food and medicine. Therefore, preserving nature is a high priority to make it keep giving function and benefit for humans.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Ragu di matamu, haruskah aku berikrar tuh yang keseribu kali aku cinta padamu. Aku ulangi
Well, listener, more information about Indonesia is coming up shortly. For example, it is an information about Indonesian tourism or maybe the local wisdom of Indonesian people. Next, Indonesian Wonder.
On a culinary trip to Tuban, East Java, you can try to taste the typical Tuban snack, namely amp. The snack is unique because it is made of clay, but this is special clay. The clay which is used must be soil that is still pure, not mixed with any dirt and does not contain sand at all. The type of soil used is called latosol soil. The soil has a soft texture and contains neither stones, gravels, nor sand. The process of making ampo is quite easy and very simple. Firstly, the clay is given enough water so that it can be kneaded until it has smooth texture. Then it proceeds by heating the surface of the dough until it forms a cube. When the shape is visible, the surface is dredged using a bamboo stick so that the dough is twisted. The twisted dough is subjected to a smoking process. Afterwards, ampo is ready to be enjoyed. When ampo is eaten, it is very tasty. Apart from being a snack, it turns out that ampo is also believed to be an alternative treatment. Usually, ampo is used to treat some minor ailments. This is because ampo is believed by the local people to have a cooling effect on the body. The local people also believe that ampo can cure diarrhea, itching, and fever. Now, the existence of ampo, which is difficult to find, makes this one snack almost extinct. There is only one producer in Tuban, namely Mbah Rasimah and her daughter, Mrs. Sarpiah. They live in Trowulan Hamlet, Betik Harjo Village, Semanding District. Do you want to try it? Come to Tuban in East Java.
Ooh.
Well then, listener, the next one will be an information about Indonesia. Well, mostly it's about innovation. The next one is miscellany.
Listeners, the development of systematic therapy in the treatment of cancer has progressed rapidly in recent years. New drugs, both chemotherapy and targeted therapy, continue to emerge. The development of this massive information cannot all be recorded in the memory of the doctors. That's why, on June 25th, the Indonesian Association of Oncological Surgeons launched the ISTRI application. According to Chairman of the Indonesian Association of Oncological Surgeons, Walta Gautama, ISTRI is a part of the contribution of the Indonesian Association of Oncological Surgeons for cancer treatment in Indonesia. This is the first smart device application in Indonesia that can provide information for doctors to make clinical decisions in the fields of systematic cancer therapy. ISTRI is an Android-based paid mobile application that provides an interactive platform for medical personnel to obtain information about the latest cancer therapies circulating in Indonesia, especially breast, thyroid cancer, head and neck cancer, soft tissue cancer, skin cancer, and lipopoma. ISTRI project manager Fabrianto Kurniawan said that the target users of ISTRI are surgeon oncology, oncology hematologists, and general surgeons who treat cancer patients. Furthermore, Fabrianto also said that with the ISTRI application, doctors can directly calculate the dose of chemotherapy drugs, hormonal drugs, and other cancer therapy supporting drugs. This will greatly facilitate the doctor and increase the accuracy of therapy, which will ultimately benefit patients. This application also features information on how to give administered drugs as well as data on side effects of chemotherapy drugs and targeted therapy. In appearance, the application is very easy to use. To be able to use it, someone only needs to download it from the App Store. In it, there are various features about cancer therapy that can be accessed by application users. This application will also be evaluated and updated every 2 years to ensure the accuracy and update information. Dr. Walta hopes that in the future, the ISTRI 1.0 application can be a guide for improving cancer therapy in Indonesia. In addition, it can also be developed in other cancer therapies such as oncology surgery. That's Ms. Seleni.
Terasa berbeda.
penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai hou zhao yi fang qi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. 我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Volkom, de getting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
We have been giving you so many information and also so many songs from Indonesia. The next one will be a song, but there's a little bit information about it. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Sakura was created by Faris RM and Jimmy Pais. The song is one of their most famous works. So many musicians in Indonesia have rearranged it. One of them is Rosa. The song was placed at number 9 in the list of 150 best Indonesian songs of all time by Rolling Stones Indonesia magazine, published in December 2009. Here is the song Sakura by Faris RM. Enjoy!
Senada cinta bersemi di antara kita, menyandang anggunnya peranan jiwa asmara. Terlanjur untuk terhenti di jalan yang telah tertempuh semenjak ini. Sehidup semati, kian lama kian pasrah ku rasakan jua. Janji yang terucap tak mungkin terhapus saja. Walau rintangan berjuta, walau cobaan memaksa diriku terjerat di peluk asmara. Senada cinta bersemi di antara kita, menyandang
Voice of Indonesia.
Dan tak
Indonesia.
Thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.